A kid was doing his homework in the next room and he called out to his dad, "Dad, where's the Taj Mahal?" And the father answered from the next room, "Go ask your mother. She puts everything away around here." Taj Mahal is one of the wonders of the world. But in the days of Christ, there were the seven ancient wonders of the world, and one of them was the Temple of Jerusalem. And in today's gospel, the disciples and the followers of Christ look up to there and they say, "Jesus, look how beautiful this temple is." We know from history a little bit about the temple. This was actually the third temple built on the site. The first one, as you know, King David had wanted to build a temple to honor God. But he had shed too much blood during his lifetime, and so his son Solomon built the first temple in Jerusalem about 1000 BC. And this lasted about 400 years until it was destroyed by the Babylonians in the 7th century BC. Then Ezra, about the 6th century BC, helped to build the second temple of Jerusalem, and that was eventually destroyed about 2 BC and then restructured by the Maccabees. But it was really King Herod that built this third temple of Jerusalem that he had spent 46 years helping to build and expand and restore. King Herod, called Herod the Great because he was a great builder, had 10,000 workers working on this temple. It was magnificent. The size of the temple was 30 acres. See, we have 21 acres here at Holy Trinity, including the whole back field where the school will go. Imagine a structure that covered 30 acres. And it was magnificent, marble and gold. And when the sun hit it, it was just an amazing sight to see. In fact, Solomon's portico was 1,500 feet long. The royal portico was 900 feet long, with 160 pillars. Each pillar was made of marble. Each pillar was 40 feet tall, each one made from a single piece of marble. Magnificent. The white marble and the gold was just, again, it was considered one of the ancient wonders of the world. And yet, what does Jesus say about it? See, when the disciples say, "Lord, look how beautiful the temple is," Jesus said, "It will be destroyed. In fact, not one stone will be left upon another stone." So the Lord's reminding us that all material things are temporary. Only God, only heaven is eternal. Only heaven will last forever. And we should not focus upon material things. A car, a house, these things will eventually disintegrate and disappear. But only what is eternal, what is of God, will last forever. So Jesus says, not one stone will be left upon another. So the Lord is making a prophecy. And the Lord's prophecy came true within 40 years. See, in the year 66 AD, there was a rebellion, that the Jews had a rebellion. And the emperor Titus came in with a huge army, and he destroyed the city of Jerusalem in 70 AD. And he destroyed the temple. He tore down this magnificent structure that had taken, you know, perhaps over 40-some years to rebuild. And that temple, as you know, has never been rebuilt since then. You can go and pray against the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall, a structural wall of the temple, but that temple has never been rebuilt. Jesus said, not one stone will be left upon another until it is all thrown down. So then Jesus, in today's gospel, Luke chapter 21, gives us a warning about what will happen before the end of time. See, part of today's gospel is referring to what will happen before 70 AD in the destruction of Jerusalem, and other aspects of the gospel have to do with what will happen before the end of the world, before the second coming of Christ, and before he comes again to judge the living and the dead. And the Lord says, you have to be careful, there'll be four things that will be occurring. Number one, there will be false teachers will arise, and they will claim to be the Messiah. He says, many will come in my name and say, I am he. The time has come. But Jesus says, do not follow them. So we as followers of Christ have to make sure we're listening to the voice of Christ that comes to us from Jesus and from his church. So we have to be careful not to listen to the false shepherds, the false voices. For example, in today's media and other places, we have to make sure we're listening not to the false teachers, but to the truth of Jesus Christ. Second, Jesus says there'll be wars. He says nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. So the Lord predicts many wars, of course, until the end of time. And then he says there'll be, number three, natural disasters. He says you have to expect there'll be earthquakes, famines, and plagues. But after Jesus says these things, he says, but do not be afraid. He says, when you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be afraid. When you hear of earthquakes and famines and plagues, he again says, do not be afraid. And then number four, he says, there'll be persecution. He says, they'll seize and persecute you, hand you over to synagogues and prisons. You have to stand before kings and governors. But again, he says, do not be afraid. And he wants us to rely upon the Holy Spirit. He says, I will give you a wisdom, the Spirit that will help you speak against your adversaries. He says, even if you get persecuted by your own family, he says, handed over by your parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, he says, even though you'll be put to death, again, he says, do not be afraid. Even though you're hated by all on account of me, he says, not a hair on your head will be destroyed. Again, the Lord here is referring to heaven and the glorified body, that even though the church will be persecuted and has been persecuted for the last 2,000 years, he says we must not fear and we must rely upon the Holy Spirit to speak through us. And that happened to the martyrs. Think of St. Maximilian Kolbe or St. Thomas More or Father Miguel Pro or St. Isaac Jogues. Whenever they were led before those who were going to kill them for their belief in Christ, they had this amazing power, this peace of mind and peace of heart and peace of soul, and they spoke with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then the Lord concludes by saying, by perseverance, you will secure your life. So the Lord is telling us, really don't worry about these things. When you hear of wars and when there's false teachers and natural disasters and persecutions, he's telling us, rely upon the Holy Spirit. Rely upon God's grace and God's help. And our job is to persevere until the end, to never give up, but to persevere in following Christ and living our faith. So today's gospel reminds us that we must not focus upon these earthly things, but upon things eternal. Whether the Taj Mahal will be destroyed, or the Temple of Jerusalem, or any building, that doesn't matter. Those things are just material things. What matters most is us relying upon the Holy Spirit and persevering until the end and focusing upon what lasts forever, which of course is God and heaven.